Hey, looks like we got it figured out, huh? You know how it works. You probably have done a million of these, right?
Yeah, but I can't see you.
That's okay. You know, I got a face for radio, so I'll just try to describe it to you. How you doing, bro? You okay?
I like that. That's you know what? I'm going to use that.
Oh, yeah. I got the face for radio, you know?
I got a face of an artist, so, you know, it's okay. You don't need to see me.
Hey, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I got to ask you this, and I'm sorry if I'm out of bounds asking this. How old are you now? Because you look freaking amazing. It feels like you've been around for 100 years. You know? How old are you, sir?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay, good. Respect. Respect. And I won't push it.
But I've been around for a few decades. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do me a favor, if you can, paint a mental picture of what London was like in the 80s. You know, you're in this Jamaican scene, and it's the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And music, as you know probably better than anybody, was so fragmented. You know, you're talking about rock music and the birth of grunge starting to get going and the different styles of dance music there. And then there's reggae. What paint us a mental picture, if you can, of what London was like in the late 80s.
It was a massive melting pot of music from all genres, from all different types of people, from all around the world. And, you know, radio, you could hear from reggae to R&B to country western, right across the board on one program. Something like that.
Yeah, if you remember, remember MTV, what MTV was like. I mean, you had a little bit of everything in there. New wave. And then on the radio, it was like, seriously. You're right. You threw in some big country records. And
yep.
Next thing you know, it's just like, you know, all over the place. You think those kind of days will ever come back, you think? Or we're too niched out?
Because I think everybody just wants to categorize everything, you know? It's everybody's got to be able to put it into this place and put it into that place and slot it into a position. You know, I think it's going to be very difficult for that time to come back.
Now let's fast forward a little bit now as you're going with your career. This Cat Stevens record that turned out to be in redoing that. What inspired you and what was your memories of that that time period there as you had this big home run of a record that someone else had some success with, but people kind of know you as being the major artist that have done it.
Yeah, I feel like it's my song now. You know, no disrespect to Cat, but I feel like I own that song now. I mean, at the time, it was like a massive roller coaster. And I was just enjoying the ride and having a massive appreciation for the song that originally when I heard it, I was so adamant that I didn't want to do it. And I never really liked it.
Wait a minute. You didn't. What do you mean? You didn't want to do it?
No, I didn't like it. I was really kind of adamant that, man, I don't like, I'm not so sure about this song, man. I don't really like this. And my management, and thank God to Slam Robbie, Robbie Shakespeare, God rest his soul, passed away early this year. But the two great Slam Robbie, they pressured me. They were like, yo, kid, just try it. Just have a go, you know. And I sung that song very reluctantly. And there's crazy times now that I sit down and I think to myself, should I approach this song reluctantly? Because it worked. And it was like, wow, I don't know.
That's your record, man. I'm not kidding. That's not a Cat Stevens record. That's a Maxi Priest record. I ask any young person, they're not even going to know who Cat Stevens is. No disrespect to Cat, but you know the thing is that that's a Maxi Priest record. That's big time. Hey, were you when you were up and coming, and you were, all of a sudden you had your taste in some money and some success and everything? Were you? And if you don't mind me asking, just curious, were you the sex, drugs, and rock and roll guy that we hear about with these rock stars and these people that hit the big time? And you know what the 80s was like, my friend, a little bit people overindulged a little bit. Were you in that fast track a little bit?
I don't know. I think balanced. I think based on my groundation, and obviously, you know, there was times when you just kind of went overboard, but then, you know, I guess because of my groundation, I pulled myself back, and kind of go, hey, check yourself, kid.
Well, I'll be honest, you're still hanging around at your age and doing it because of that. I'm sure you probably have seen some others, friends and family and probably bandmates or whatever that have given into that dark side. And it's tough because, you know, some of them probably aren't around anymore. I know that us in the radio world and these entertainers, it's, you know, bright stars burn out quickly, right? I mean, that's what a lot of people say. Yeah.
Many, some greats, some awesome artists, you know, that, you know, like some geniuses.
Oh.
I don't know. I have no answer for that, really. You know, I just got to say thank you to the fans, the folks that have supported me along the way, because it runs by their contribution.
That's great. Now, you know, you're going to have a fan, you know, you've been here to the Cayman Islands, and I'm going to touch on that in just a sec. But first, this show coming up this weekend, you know, you got Wyclef, Michael Bolton, Charlie XCX, and this is going to be Embarrassed Hammond. The thing is, on stage, you're going to have kind of a little bit of a hodgepodge of some different kinds of music or whatever. Are you familiar with these other artists? Have you worked with them before, A? And B, when you saw the list and you saw the Cayman Islands, give me your first thoughts.
I thought, wow, thank God I'm a part of that. Mm. That's what I said. You know, I'm excited. You know, Cayman Islands, I have a lot of family over there, a lot of good folks. I've been, as you said, I've been there quite a few times, you know, and then when I saw the lineup, it was like, damn, this is, you know, I feel privileged to be a part of it.
Now, I know you played many different areas and jurisdictions throughout the Caribbean. I think, and I'm not just saying this because I've got a dog in this fight, but, you know, the Cayman Islands sets itself apart with the Cayman kind, the people, the food, and the love for the music. Would you agree with me, sir?
Every island says the same thing.
I sound like I went for tourism, don't I?
No. You do, then one of the reasons why I'm saying that, because I'm standing here right now in St. Lucia.
Oh, you're in St. Lucia right now.
Yeah, and there's a few people around. No, honestly, you know, the whole of the Caribbean is awesome. And Cayman Islands, you know, from day one that I ever went to Cayman Islands, it's been awesome, and it continues to get more awesome. Is that such a word? More awesome or awesomer? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, actually, they should use that in the advertising slogan when they advertise, like, in New York for travel here. Hey, the Cayman Islands, we're awesomer. You know,
I want my credit.
Yeah, there you go. Credit. Yeah, give him his big. Hey, so, you know, the Cayman Islands, we're excited about seeing you coming up this weekend. Give us an idea what your shows are like now. You know, we had a chance to experience you not too long ago. If you can give us an opportunity real quick to break down what we can expect for this Saturday.
Honestly, this is like almost like a breakthrough of freedom after this COVID. There's an energy that says, thank God. Damn, we're still here, you know? So let's enjoy this. Let's have some fun. You know what I'm saying? If ever a time I'm on the road touring, now is that time where I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun, play around with what I've had over the years and what I got new, and just have fun so that everybody can feel, you know, take some of that weight off our shoulders that we've all been through over the last 3 years.
Right. That's why. Really, and I'll tell you, that's the other thing you're going to notice here is I put a fine bow on this, and I appreciate your time, sir. You know, we have some pent up energy after this 3 years of lockdown and dealing with what we have. We're ready really to cut loose. And I think you're going to witness that firsthand as our first music festival since the COVID issues and all the lockdowns and everything. So I think we're going to go a little crazy. So be ready.
Yes.
Be ready for
and
that.
And I want that.
Yeah. Good.
I want that. You know, I want everybody to just let loose, let your hair down, and really have an appreciation for life. You know?
I love it. Maxi Priest, thank you, sir. And we appreciate
God
it. We can't wait
man.
To see you Saturday. And by the way, for the record, and I need to go on record and say this, by the way, Cayman Islands runs circles around St. Lucia, and you can tell the friends that are around you that. No, I'm kidding. Have a great day today, my friend, and thank you again. It really means a lot to me that you spent time with us today.
Peace out, bro. God bless you, and blessings to all the Caymanites.